This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. Another busy week on Inside Douglas County, spending a lot of our time exploring the ramifications of response to the COVID-19 situation on a lot of different levels. We'll check in today with Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman. Tim, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
It was 10 weeks ago that the state of emergency was declared, March 16th. Where do things stand all this time later?
You sent me that question just a little bit ago, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to take just a minute and reflect on all the work that's been done. And really, it's when you're in the middle of an emergency, sometimes you don't stop for a second. You just keep looking. But I went back and looked at our objectives that our Emergency Operations Center put together at the beginning. And really, there was just five basic objectives. So the first, and I'm going to shorten these. I'm not going to read them all out to you. But the first one was minimize loss of life for Douglas County citizens through education, mitigation, and containment. The second one was to protect the medical system from being overwhelmed. The third one is to ensure the safety of healthcare providers and really making sure there was PPE available, personal protection equipment. The fourth one was ensure appropriate and timely coordination of communications to cooperators and the public. And of course, we do that with these radio shows and through our e-newsletter. And then the last one was to make sure we're supporting all the operational needs by leveraging all Douglas County available resources. So Douglas County government was going to be focused on this COVID response as a priority. And we certainly have done all those things so far. And we're certainly not ready to declare mission accomplished, but we are very positive about the work that has been done, the situation we find ourselves in now versus when this started. Many people will remember that some of the projections showed our hospital system overwhelmed by Easter. And I think there's been a lot of good work done by lots of people, including the public, to get us to where we are today.
Well, obviously, it seems like maybe the longest 10 weeks of people's lives. There have been so many different aspects to it, and especially at the front end, it seemed like things were changing almost every day in terms of what was needed to be done.
Well, certainly a lot of information moving very quickly, and a lot of change in information very quickly. So as you know, people now have lived through this, and as we've seen here in Douglas County, a much different picture than you've seen in other places in Oregon, other places in the United States, and certainly other places in the world. We have something different happening here as far as this pandemic goes, but all you have to do is watch the nightly news, national nightly news, or really any news from around the world, and see that there's many areas that there were not spared the devastation that Douglas County has been spared.
Obviously, taking care of what the county's been doing comes at a tremendous financial expense. Have you had any success in getting federal money that was sent to the states to help local governments?
So that's been one of those frustrating things. I will tell you, here at Douglas County government, the Board of Commissioners made a decision very early on that we were going to do what it took to contain this thing and work with our public health partners. We're going to work with the community health care partners and really anybody else that would help us work on this. And we were going to be mindful of the public's dollars, but we also were not going to wait for the state or federal government to tell us we could spend money. One of the fortunate things we have going is that because our numbers are low, we were allowed to be part of the first phase of opening. We were accepted as part of the first group of counties to be able to open, start opening some of the business sector out there. And because we were willing to spend some of the dollars early on, we were able to get things moving. To date, we have not received any reimbursements from the federal government as part of the CARES Act. There's been a couple amendments to our public health contract with the state that has provided a little bit of resources for some very specific public health work. But last week, we were able to submit some reimbursement for the CARES Act. We submitted invoices, just over $550,000 that we're hoping to get back from the CARES Act funding that was issued by Congress. The state of Oregon has that money, and we're hoping to receive that reimbursement for some of the expenses we spent here at the county.
Douglas County is a very low COVID-19 rate. Where do we stand at getting to phase two as early as June 5th? That would be 21 days after we entered it, entered phase one.
So the governor was very clear in her press conference and when she was talking to county commissioners that the earliest anybody would move from phase one to phase two would be 3 weeks. So we're very hopeful that we're going to be part of that group of counties that's going to move into phase two as soon as possible, as soon as allowed. So there was just some things that, you know, we continue to track that have to be taken care of. And I'll go through them real quick. So it's a declining prevalence of this disease in your county. So they measure that by the amount of emergency department visits. Then also the decline in hospitalizations for counties that have more than five hospitalized cases in the last 14 days. Of course, we haven't. So we're still good there. We've got a minimum testing requirements, and we can spend a little more time on testing, but we believe we're meeting those testing requirements. We have to have epidemiologists working or the contract tracing. So we've had, you know, what other counties are a little bit envious of from very early on, we've had those epidemiologists doing that work. And the great work that they've done, I think, is part of the reason why our case number is so low. You got to have facilities for people that can't quarantine at home or that don't have a home, and we've been able to demonstrate that we're able to provide those. There is certainly some sector guidelines. We've talked about how different business sectors have to follow the guidelines of the governor. You got to have healthcare capacity, so making sure the hospital has capacity and regionally there's capacity, which so far that hasn't been a problem. And then we have to make sure there's sufficient personal protection equipment for the hospitals in case there is a surge. We got to make sure people can be protected, the healthcare providers can be protected as they're taking care of COVID positive people. And we believe we have that in place. Just as an interesting side note, this we keep talking about personal protection equipment having adequate amounts. So our public health folks, Douglas Public Health Network, they had quite a bit in reserves when this started. But as the logistics around all that personal protection equipment coming in trucks and being stacked up and stored, it quickly moved out to one of the county facilities. And eventually we had to buy pallet racking to store and inventory and to keep track of all this personal protection equipment. It has become a logistics exercise in itself. And I don't think people quite realize how much effort just that piece of this takes. Pretty easy to say PPE without realizing just how much work it takes to inventory and track and allocate all this personal protection equipment. And the Douglas Public Health Network folks are lead on that, but our emergency manager and our public work staff are all very involved in that. And honestly, I've had the pleasure of taking some of it over to the coast when I've been helping with testing over there to give to the hospital and to the fire department and the police department over there. So this is a big county, and getting all that equipment spread out all around the county just takes a lot of work.
So phase two could be as soon as June 5th. Last I did some checking, it seems a little vague as to what is going to be available in phase two over phase one at this point. What are you hearing?
So that's the big question. And again, this is entirely up to the governor. She has not taken really a lot of feedback from county commissioners or other people. So her and her team are doing this work. So last we've heard is that entering phase two could include an increase in some of the work in offices, and not sure exactly what that means because most offices are back working, but I think there's still a lot of people working from home. So some of those people coming back into a work setting, she talked about on the press, in our press conference that we watched, and also on our call that we had with her, the idea of gathering size going up to maybe as much as 100. So, and I think that's very tentative and subject to change, but, you know, that would be a significant change from the current 25. And then there was also some discussion. She talked about a limited visitation to nursing homes. So there's a lot of people that have loved ones in nursing homes that haven't been able to visit with them. And I think there's, you know, a balance there, of course, to be found, making sure you don't get the virus into a nursing home setting where it would spread through there quickly. And we've seen the devastation that that causes, but also that balance with a lot of those people are approaching end of life and having some time with their loved ones. Some of the limited time they have left to visit their loved ones, I think is a pretty important thing. So those really are the things she talked about into phase two. You know, there could be some sector specific guidelines that are sort of lessened a little bit. And I just don't know what all she's going to work on in her phase two. But, you know, some counties are struggling, continue to struggle. And even though they were approved for phase one, their numbers are continue to be a challenge.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. County Commissioner Tim Freeman back in 1 minute. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com. 1247 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, News Radio 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1. And later today, David Littlejohn and Katie Shook with True Wealth, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. On tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, we're going to talk about the upcoming virtual lamb show. Sam Lee will have that segment for us on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. County Commissioner Tim Freeman with us. Let's talk more about the testing and the importance of that, and maybe how the role has shifted for the Douglas Public Health Network.
So on the testing side of things, you know, an important part of the phase one application and moving into phase two is that we have this testing available. And Douglas County and working with Douglas Public Health Network did some things that other counties didn't do, did some things really well. And one of those is these drive-through test clinics. So at the beginning of all this, better than half of the tests that were being done through the drive-through clinics. They do two a week in Roseburg at the fairgrounds and one every Saturday over in Reedsport when there's people there to be tested. I think they've done six over there so far. It's kind of fun. I go over there and help do the check-in. So I get to get over to the coastal side of the world and get to be involved a little bit on Saturdays over there. But the interesting thing about the testing is that now there's a whole lot more testing through clinics and the hospital than there was at the beginning. Like I say, at the beginning, half of the testing was done by Douglas Public Health Network. Now they have total amount of testing they've done through the drive-through clinics is 534, and the total number of tests countywide is up to 2,254. So a lot of, you know, getting a lot more people tested. One of the things that we keep hearing is that, oh, I can't get tested. So I'm going to give a phone number, and Dr. Dannenhofer's given this number out. It's available on the Aviva website. So Aviva stepped up and said, for those people that don't have a primary care provider, they can call Aviva at 541-459-3788. And they can request testing. So really there's a whole laundry list of symptoms that if you have any of those symptoms, you can ask your primary care provider to do an order for testing and you can get tested. So we want to make sure those people that want to get tested, they feel like they need to get tested, have a chance to get tested. So the other thing is not one single one of our drive-through testing sites has ever been full. In other words, there's been more test available than what people have signed up to get tested. So that's also an important part of the reopening is that this testing is available. You asked a little bit about Douglas Public Health Network's role and what has changed. Their role hasn't changed. They have been hitting this very hard from the very beginning in full stride. They have now been able to reach out and help some other counties with some of the contact tracing and some of the work that they can do over the phone and do remotely, and they're continuing to do that work, and they are just an amazing group of people doing some phenomenal work. Dr. Dannenhofer, of course, is the county's public health officer here for Douglas County. He also works very closely with Douglas Public Health Network. Many people watch his Facebook Live that he does a couple times a week, where he basically, gives some information and answers questions. People are able on Facebook to send in their questions, and that's been a tremendous asset for people to get information. And there's also, of course, the call center that people can call in and ask questions too, that they support over there at the Douglas Public Health Network. Like I say, they're doing some amazing things, and we'll continue to ride on through the phases, and we'll continue to the county will continue to support financially in any other way possible the work that they're doing, so that we can move into phase two and then hopefully move quickly to phase three and get things back to normal here in Douglas County.
With the low number of COVID-19 cases here, you had a number of people, but it sounds like you're keeping all those folks busy, and if not helping here, helping in other places then.
Yeah, they certainly, at the beginning, I think a lot of them are working 6 and 7 days a week. So now they've been able to sort of shift through, so they're not working huge, overtime hours and around the clock, but they're all working pretty hard over there still. And the requirement of phase one, phase two, and phase three is that all that staff is in place. And again, I think they're finding ways to be very productive. We've got counties like Marion County and other counties that are really struggling, and having these experts to be able to help with some of that contract tracing and epidemiology work is really a resource that we're glad to help with.
A ways back, Douglas County's courthouse reopened, a first public building, I believe, to do that. Now the cities are look like they're getting close to maybe doing that as well. How has the courthouse been functioning with some of the changes you've made with social distancing and different things like that?
Well, part of that cost number that I told you about has included in it some cost to change some facilities here to allow our staff to be open. Some of the things are simple, like plexiglass. Some things are a little more difficult, like creating larger spaces for staff to work. We still have some people working from home, but the vast majority of our staff is back to their regular workplace doing that work. The first week we had folks out front screening people, so staff that come to work on a voluntary basis could get screened, which included a list of questions and a temperature check. We did that for a week, and I think that helped some of the staff feel a little more comfortable coming back in the building. We're still asking our staff to practice social distancing when they can't maintain a 6-foot distance from others. And we're asking them to wear a mask. We're trying to follow the rules and do things right. And we've had quite a few people start to come back to the courthouse and do the business. It's sort of funny, when all this started, there was this discussion about essential, non-essential. And I said early on that because of all the work around cutting budgets and lack of revenue the county's had has gone on over the last almost 10 years, we don't have non-essential employees here at the county. The work that we do is just the very core function of government that has to be done. So it's pretty important work. And, whether that's the voting and the election that just occurred, going and talking to the seniors or getting meals from seniors, the work they do down in the assessor's office, and a variety of other things that are very important, in the clerk's office, the recording of deeds, all the great work that the DA's office does and the sheriff's department, public works. I mean, there's just a lot of really important stuff that goes on all the time here at the county, and the staff here at the county are back working and providing those services to the citizens.
Now, the business community obviously hit very hard. A lot of small businesses locally. How has the county been able to help businesses or point them towards other resources?
So we divvied up the work here at the courthouse, and I, as the public health liaison, sort of took on the public health portion of the work, although the other commissioners have been very involved and are very briefed in what's going on. Commissioner Boyce historically has been the economic development commissioner, so he really focused on that, so I could focus more on the healthcare side. I will tell you, We are looking for every opportunity to help local businesses. It's been devastating for our local businesses. It continues to be devastating. We recognize that. We have that conversation at the state level and at the federal level every chance we get. I know there's a lot of programs out there. Those programs are complicated at times and difficult to navigate. We're working with our economic development partners like the Partnership and the Chambers of Commerce around, including the Roseburg Area Chambers of Commerce, to try to make sure we're getting as much of that information out to the business owners as possible. But basically what business owners need is they need to get opened back up and get their customers back in and start making a living again.
County Commissioner Tim Freeman, thanks for being on Inside Douglas County.
Great. Thank you for having me.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.